Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of November, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to my good friend Bob Dacey, who routinely reports for Infowars.com on local issues as well as national Second Amendment issues. Will be joining us to talk about his attempt to vote this morning. And we're getting similar reports to what Bob Dacey witnessed today on the new Hart InterCivics electronic touchscreen, no record, black box fraud systems. He attempted to go in and vote and was unable to. Wait until you hear what ballot choices he was given. He watched others being turned away as well. It was Bob who did a lot of reportage back a few years ago when Michael McCaul ran in that special election when the creature there in the House, Tom DeLay, had the districts rewritten against real conservatives like Ron Paul, and against liberals as well. Michael McCaul was behind in the polls, but he magically won by 15 percentage points, and that's because, well, his father-in-law owns Hart InterCivics and was also his biggest contributor. It's got to be good when your father-in-law, you know, daddy's little girl, you're married to daddy's little girl, and, well, the machines are just very, very friendly towards you. So that is coming up. And then in an hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Doug Rocky. He's the man who wrote the book on depleted uranium for the Pentagon for Los Alamos, and he's very sick from it. Much of his team has died from it. We're going to talk about the scientific facts from the Army's own manual, because some people are still in denial. They say that the DU is somehow nutritious or good for you, or that, okay, it's a little toxic, but it's no big deal, and it's a communist lie. It's evil lie of Vladimir Lenin. You know, it's, if you talk about it, you're just trying to undermine the war effort, the glorious war effort of freedom. So that is coming up in about an hour, and we'll have open phones in the third hour. For part of the third hour, I'm going to spend a large segment of the third hour answering a question that a listener posed that is really at the heart of hearts of what I think about and what I'm worried about and what I study and what I'm concerned about, and that is the globalist plan to exterminate 85% of us and why they want to do that, what their deepest dreams are, what their burning desire is, and how this delusion was formed historically, and how these megalomaniacs are going about setting up their program. So what they want, and how they will get what they want, and how we can fight it. I tried writing some notes up last night, but I was pretty tired, so I went to bed early, and this morning had all sorts of computer problems and things. I didn't write as many notes as I wanted to, but I did spend about 20 minutes thinking about this, codifying this of most important of questions, and writing the notes, and I've got them right here in front of me. And so coming up in the third hour, we will focus in on this and then take some of your calls. When we get back, though, I mentioned this yesterday, but I wanted to spend a lot of time on it. I've done a lot of research on it now, and so we'll do that today. State of emergency declared in France. What's really going on over there? How does it fit into the New World Order program? We'll break it down. And, of course, I called Paul Watson on Friday, and I said, write an article and tie this into the Mecha La Raza crowd. And I know he's busy. He didn't get around to it. Well, he did today, and so did World Net Daily. The Aslan group is calling, of course, for burning down and attacking and taking over. Same thing. And, of course, they're funded by the very people that are funding what's happening in France. They fall right into the globalist hands. So we'll cover that when we get back, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now 8 minutes, 40 seconds into this first hour, second segment. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, and InfoWars.com. Why so many sites? Different servers, folks. Different, basically, info weapons. Different publications out there giving us multiple platforms to attack the New World Order from so that we don't have all of our little eggy-weggies in one basket. And incidentally, we are finishing the move of PrisonPlanet.tv today to even bigger and better servers and more service for all of our great members over at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I thank you all for your support, and sorry about any intermittent delays on the service for the first time in the year and a half since we launched it, because that is unavoidable in any transfer. But those have been intermittent, and we're doing it in the middle of the night, so hadn't been too much of a problem. That's the way to start a national news broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It took years of training to do that, to just start the show and start babbling about PrisonPlanet.tv. I tell you, though, I don't know if I like having ground-level, main street office space. I'm starting to have second thoughts about having an open bookstore to the public. I really am, because we get hit by four or five salesmen a day. And I don't mind people selling stuff. I mean, that's a free market. But when they just don't stop and they force their way in and they start just continually trying to hard sell the product to you, it becomes a little bit annoying. But you know what? They're a lot better than the government, who forces us to take their product, which is police state and taxation and regulation and control and forced drugging and the attack on the family and wars of foreign entanglement and foreign adventurism. So I tell you what, I'll take the salesman on the street any day. And actually, I do like meeting with the public and getting a chance to see folks. So we are going to open the bookstore here in the next few weeks at an unnamed location, though, at this time. Yes, the secret bookstore. You have to. You know. Meanwhile, behind the quiet facade of this bookstore, they were communing with Russian cosmonauts and aliens from Pluto. Now there'll be a huge web blog where it will be reported that Alex Jones is communing, or claims to be communing, with creatures from a faraway galaxy. But that was a joke. It's like John Ronson in that book he wrote, Them. I was on the phone with him one night driving around through Northern California in fog so thick we had to pull over. And I said, this is like one of those old Hollywood movies with the werewolves. And he started saying on the telephone, oh, you're afraid, you're very afraid. I said, no, that's a joke. But then in his book, I was afraid of the werewolves, and because I was joking about them. And now that's been bought by New Line Cinema, and Jack Black's going to make a movie out of it, running around afraid of werewolves, making fun of me. So I really shouldn't joke around, ladies and gentlemen. There'll probably be a book written where I believe that we are in contact with Plutoans from the planet Pluto, or one of its icy moons, and perhaps the icy moon of Hoth. And all right, now I'm really having fun this morning. We've got a lot of serious news here, and I am procrastinating 4 minutes into this second segment, plunging into it, but I will do that now. Lest I get busy and don't cover this later, I do need to mention this. This is out of the LA Times, two separate articles going up on Infowars.com right now. Anti-war sermon brings IRS warning. All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena risk losing its tax-exempt status because a former rector's remarks. And the gentleman in his speech prefaced it all with that he thought George Bush and John Kerry were both great people, so he's obviously in league with the devil, or ignorant. And then he continued by saying he's not telling people who to vote for, but that the war is wrong. The IRS says, hey, it doesn't matter if you preface it with the fact that you're not being political. You're not allowed to say you're against a war, and we might just shut your church down, and then we might just demand 20 years of back taxes and take your property like we did the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, the seventh largest church in the United States, the seventh largest physical church and congregation. We might just send in armed troops and take it. And then there's another article here out of the LA Times. Conservatives also irked by IRS probe of churches. And then it lists the harassment of churches. But both these articles by John Felch and Patricia Ward Beardman, both of these articles were written by the same two individuals together respectively, act like it's normal and good and explain to us later why the IRS is doing this. Now, let me just stop right here. I don't have time to get off into a dissertation on this subject. Most of you are smarter than I am and understand this. But for the new listeners, let me explain something to you. Have you read the First Amendment lately? Because it covers four issues. But it starts out like this. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law. Nada, zip, zero, none. None. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, no law, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I'm going to say it again. Because already the cops and the lawyers and they're strutting around going, it's a privilege to have a church. We'll control what you say. That is 180 degrees from the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our history, common law, the Magna Carta. I mean, even English serfs had the right. At church, the preacher was one of the few people that could say anything he wanted to. And a lot of the revolutions in England started when the king would try to chop somebody's head off for not toeing the line. I mean, folks, this is unbelievable. This is communist China. This is Soviet Russia. This is not America. The separation of church and state was a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote someone in the Congress. To be specific, it was actually a letter he wrote to a state Congress many years after he'd even been in office. And in the context he was saying separation of church and state, I wholeheartedly agreed with him. We don't have a government-run church. We don't have government-certified churches. That's what government-run, that's what government churches are, is churches certified by the government. But they did the inverse of that. The globalists are masters at mind tricks. And they played this mind trick on us, and they said, oh, no, that means that the churches can't say anything. They can't criticize anything political, because that's political, and that's the state's prerogative. And so now we're going to have hundreds of laws governing what you can and can't do. I have a friend who goes to a big Baptist church here in Austin. They have anti-gun day at one of the other Baptist churches, and they have UN Day on the 24th of October every year. But at this other big Baptist church, they sent a letter home. It was during the 2000 election, and it said, you are not to talk about politics in the pews. You are not to discuss it at a church-sponsored dinner at a restaurant. You are not to... I mean, now the parishioners aren't supposed to have a First Amendment. I mean, this is 180 degrees. This is so anathema, so diabolically opposed to what any free society is. It's a joke. But without adding all the verbal flourishes here, let me just boil it down. This is just unbelievable. And now they're expanding the definition. See, they say in a nationwide letters and prosecutions and investigations, nationwide right now, they're going out and you don't say anything political. You don't discuss anything political. It was preachers that led the Revolutionary War against the British. The Black Brigade is what they were called because of the black priestly robes. Regardless of whether they were Catholic or Protestant, they wore black predominantly. The Black Brigade at Bunker Hill led it. Lexington, Concord, the Black Brigade, Trenton, the Black Brigade. I mean, believe me, I'm somewhat of a historian. I've done a lot of layman study of history. It's incontrovertible. It's like saying George Washington didn't exist. That's Bill Clinton doesn't exist. It's the equivalent, saying that churches don't have a right. Of course they have a right. But it started 50-something years ago. They just said, oh, churches, you got your tax exemption. Sure, it's never been codified, as any type of paperwork, but because Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I can say my religion is having a church where we go out and try to get everyone to vote against George Bush or against Bill Clinton. I can have an entire church. I can have an entire religion that is worshiping snails or that is worshiping Bush or that is hating Bush. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on into the press or the people, the right to assemble, redress of grievances, petition. It's all in there. Okay? And you notice it's all under attack, no matter what area of that First Amendment. But the very opening of the Bill of Rights, the most important. And they'll actually argue with this at major universities. They'll argue a fact and just lie about it and say, oh no, churches aren't supposed to be involved in politics. It's the opposite. The government doesn't certify and say what can and can't be a church. And is it supposed to tax them or have any laws over it? And it is the biggest fraud, but it's like everything else. They're now telling us Second Amendment's a privilege. They're telling us driving's a privilege. And after a while, we believe it's a privilege. Folks, none of that's a privilege. It never was a privilege. It's an absolute, incontrovertible, inalienable, unalienable, untouchable, unabridged, total freedom. All right, I've got to get into the riots in France. For some reason I can't get into this, and it's a big subject, and we've got to talk about it. And then we got Bob Dacey coming up for a quick update on election stuff going on here in Austin. Really serious. Electronic voting machine problems, if you can call them that. and Doug Rocky on DU. It's all coming up.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Coming up, Bob Dacey from right here in Austin, Texas, our Second Amendment and UN reporter. He tried to go vote this morning. It didn't go too well. And we're posting right now his little report up on Infowars.com. of what happened when he tried to go vote in this particular precinct on the new special electronic voting machines. And Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the book on depleted uranium that's being used in the Middle East and all over the world now, even including here in the U.S. at 10 different proving grounds, he'll be joining us to detail with the scientific facts just how deadly it truly is. Now, Let me go ahead and get into what's happening in France, and this will take a while because it's multifaceted. You know, we see a bunch of predominantly Muslim and black youth from Africa and the Middle East, along with some of the trendy white kids, out burning and pillaging and attacking, and thousands of cars a night. We're into the 12th day of this, going now into the 13th day here in about 8-9 hours over in the time zone in France. And we need to begin to understand that this is all being manipulated. And here's the number one piece of evidence. I mean, we have the government documents. We have the think tanks saying we want to bring in huge foreign elements and cause them to not assimilate and to cause race war and to cost the country basically its sovereignty. We know that that's going on. And books have been written and could be written on the subject. But the biggest piece of evidence, the clearest piece of evidence to that being the fact is this. They've had big riots going back 20 years ago in France. This has actually happened before in France. Though the current rioting and looting and killing that they're even trying to whitewash is beginning to eclipse some of the egregious activities that have happened in the past. But the French government is only accelerating the level of legal and illegal immigrants, aliens, to the French nation of Gaul. They are only increasing those that are moving to the country. And the, quote, liberal education there demonizes France and demonizes the country's history and encourages them to basically hate the nation. The same thing is taught here. Now, why does the federal government of France have the long-standing policy in the last 20, 30 years of doing this? Why does our government do this? Why does our government fund the Mecha and La Raza and La Reconquista Hispanic groups in this country? Because if they've got us at each other's throats, if they've got everybody basically fighting with each other, then we'll never be focused on the real enemy, and that's the New World Order, that's the elite, that's the taxation and control grid that's been set up against all of us. And at the same time, a lot of these immigrants really are spoiled brats, really are hateful spoiled brats. They come from countries that have very low standard of livings, where you don't have a lot of opportunity, where there is a lot of tyranny in Africa, in the Middle East, and they come to a place like France that gives them a lot of opportunities, and certainly they don't get paid as much as some people, but it gives them a chance to basically socially climb out of the position they're in. And they basically hate the country that's given them more than the nation they came from ever would. And so that same thing is happening here. And I said last week on air, last Thursday, and I called Paul on Friday, and I said, get an article now, out now. I guarantee you that we're going to see the Mecha La Raza crowd, the La Reconquista crowd, come out and say that all of this is just honky-dory, that all of this is just great. And sure enough, on their website over the weekend, one of the biggest the Aslan Mecha groups came out and said that we applaud this. This is wonderful, and this is going to happen here big time. And it's the same crowd calling for the Plan of San Diego. Now, I called for listeners to protest the Klan this weekend in Austin, Texas. I had a family reunion I'd been had planned for a year. I couldn't be here. But I did say that we should protest the Klan. I have physically protested them before because they, again, play into this balkanization. They play into the globalist hands to radicalize everything. And I have gone out and I have protested these La Raza, La Reconquista groups. And sure enough, they're out there calling for it. They're out there pushing for it. They're out there pushing for the Plan of San Diego, which is a published public plan to murder white people, to kill every white male above the age of 16, 16 and older. Doesn't matter if your 16-year-old son loves Hispanic people. Doesn't matter if there's not a racist bone in his body. A larger and larger segment of Hispanics want to kill your son. They want to kill you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back live here, folks. Thanks for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Blasting out on a growing list of AM and FM affiliates from Tennessee to Illinois, from Texas to California, from New York to Florida. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I want to get back into the unprecedented race riots that are going on over in France and how the neocons are trying to use it as a pretext to further invade the Muslim world. And this is all done by design, problem, reaction, solution. And each phase of the problem, reaction, solution program then expands the problem even more, and then you've got to do even more to fight it. It's like the war on drugs or anything else. It's designed to be lost. So we'll get into that. Also, there has just been so many other big, big developments that I want to go over. But to have this Mecha crowd coming out and endorsing the burning and torching and attacking that's going on really shows us how serious it is. Because the Ku Klux Klan doesn't have millions of members and isn't accepted by the media and isn't promoted by mainstream media. Corporate America is behind the breakup of this nation. Though with the help of Hugo Chavez, the free trade area of the Americas is now in a lot of trouble. That made the globalists really mad. But we'll get into Paris burning and how empires end. I agree with some of what Pat Buchanan has said in Human Events magazine, but not all of it. But we'll get into the column he just released today. Also, the solution, grannies on patrol. The Washington Times is reporting on what's happening on the Texas border right now with the Minutemen and how it's got the globalists literally throwing fits. And oil executives to be asked to justify profits, their $96-plus billion record profits for this year. They'll be asked to answer for that coming up in whitewash committees next week. I want to get into that. And U.S. forces use chemical weapons during assault on city of Fallujah, including some type of nerve gas. That's what Italian National Television and the London Independent, amongst other major newspapers and publications, are reporting. It's a big, big deal. U.S. has cut ties with Syria. The escalation continues. White House keeps dossiers on more than 10,000 political enemies. And boy, you know I'm in that. I was in Bill Clinton's list, so got to be in this one, or I haven't earned my salt. And Bush declares we do not torture. He just says we've changed the definition of torture. That's what Gonzalez put in the memos back when he was chief counsel, of course, attorney general. And Supreme Court is to rule on Guantanamo trials themselves. Trinidad police detain Israeli, may be linked to a string of bombings that have been blamed on the Muslims, of course. And we have the trial of far-right Holocaust denier Ernst Zundel is opening in Germany. And whether you agree with Ernst Zundel or hate his guts, it doesn't matter. They have their right to free speech, and it's very, very dangerous to see this happening. That is just some of what is coming up. But right now, and we're posting it as we speak up on Infowars.com, we have a little news blurb that Bob Dacey put together for us, and it is important because all over the nation, in almost every hamlet or town or city, I mean, literally, there will be thousands of cases of it every time we have an election, off year or a major election or state election. There are scores and scores of examples of where the machines malfunction, they flip, they give elections to people that really lost, but still the state boards let the person that really lost still win because the machines say so. We've caught them with computer felons running the systems for Diebold. You know, all of this. And Bob Dacey's done big reports for us. He's had a TV show for about 5 years now here in Austin, Texas, good friend of mine. He's done reports for us on what's happening with the Second Amendment, the UN going after our guns. He did a big report for us a couple years ago on Michael McCall back during that special election where Michael McCall's own family owns the voting machine company that people cast ballots for McCall on, and they're also his biggest campaign contributors. Boy, the people that own the voting machine company is your biggest contributor. It's like Senator Hagel owning the voting machine company that people vote for him on. You got to love it. I mean, it's not a conflict of interest. It's no problem. So that report's been reposted on the main page of Infowars.com, and it's up there right now. There was some snafu from my email bank to this office, so we're trying to retrieve Bob's email. You know, that's an idea. I can just get Bob to email Ryan directly. Bob, during the next break, email your story to Ryan@Infowars.com. Uh-oh, Ryan's email. Now I'm going to have hundreds of emails. Ryan@Infowars.com. And that is another place, folks, to send tips. Ryan does check his email routinely. That is every day instead of every couple days, sometimes like I do. I get so deluged. All right, enough babbling. The new report is what Bob personally experienced. And Bob is what I'd call almost anal retentive, to use the Freudian term, when it comes to being a stickler for what actually happened. But I would boil down what happened to him as this. He was unable to vote. He witnessed others in front of him being unable to vote. And when he got there, it was clear that something was going on with the software and there was some type of, well, he'll tell you the story. Bob Dacey, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
You bet, my friend.
Oh, by the way, I've been on the air for over 6 years now. I'm in my seventh year on TV, Alex.
You know, I keep saying I've been on the air for 10 years, but as you know, it's over 11, so I just have got my time schedules all screwed up here.
Time marches on.
It's like I had a guest on yesterday, and I said, I interviewed you 4 years ago, and he goes, no, it was actually 7 years ago. So, time is flying, Bob.
Yes, it is.
Tell us what Tell us what happened to you this morning. You tried to go out and vote. Well, first tell us about how important this election is.
Well, you know, we're talking about a bunch of propositions on the state ballot for, you know, constitutional changes. There's the most important ones, I suppose, are the ones having to do with they're trying to get their Trans-Texas corridor going again, and that's Proposition 1 and 9. And they're trying to, you know, fake us out into paying for the thing, and they're trying to empower the boards to have longer terms. And it's a big farce. I mean, we know that I wanted to go out and vote against Proposition number 1 and Proposition number 9. I was really, you know, really ready to do that. And then there's, of course, Proposition number 2 about whether, you know, to define marriage in the state of Texas as whether it's between a man, one man and one woman or not. I mean, I wanted to vote on that too, you know. So, but anyway, let me just say what happened. I went to my polling place here in Austin. Now, I was the third guy there. I always show up early because, you know, hey, I have a job and I have to get to work, you know. My store opens at 8, and so I went to vote at 7. Should be plenty of time to vote, right? Well, I went in there, and I was the third person there, and a woman in front of me, the first person there, went into the booth to vote, and the second fellow went into his booth. We only have three of them there, you know. And so I went to the third one, but it was broken. It wasn't working. It wasn't functional. So I got behind the first lady, and she voted, or at least she thought she did, and something happened because she just left, you know, and after what's my turn. I went in there and put my little code number in there like they give you, and the ballot that came up to me, I was scratching my head, and I'm going, you have got to be kidding. I mean, it was asking for my vote on whether wheels should be mandated on office chairs. It was asking for my vote on whether poll workers should be exempt from having to pay taxes. It was asking for my vote on whether we should have mandated 4-week vacations instead of 2-week vacations.
Bob, that's why I carry a digital camera, but in case it's having problems, I have one of those $5 disposable cameras.
Well, I wished I was prepared. I wished I had
every something. Listener needs to buy one today and put it in their truck or their car or their van right now.
And I didn't remember all of them, but another one was whether or not we should have a 3-day work week in Texas. You know, I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, you have got to be kidding. So I looked at the poll worker there, who's a, you know, he's a neighbor of mine. I know the guy. And I said, what is this? Is this a joke? And he looked at my so-called ballot and he said, oh no, it must be in training mode. And then everybody got, you know, everybody was trying to scramble around, trying to figure out what happened. Of course, they stopped everybody from voting. Said, wait, stop. We don't know what's going on here. There's a big problem. And of course, I'm sitting there going, well, I got to get to work here. I want to vote. And of course, there weren't any paper ballots to vote from. So I asked the guy, well, how long does it take to fix a problem? And he said they had no idea.
Now, Bob, we talked this morning briefly, so I'm going to make sure I'm restating this properly. Wasn't there a woman you said in front of you who seemed flustered, but she still went ahead and voted and left?
Well, see, I don't really know. What happened, she was in front of me, and she had her little code, and she was in the ballot booth there, and then she left. Now, I don't know whether she thought she voted. I don't know whether she was embarrassed because she couldn't figure it out. I don't know what happened with her. All I know is she entered the booth, was there for a little bit, and then she left. Now, I guess, you know, I'm not sure what happened. Did she leave? Did she vote? Did the machine freak out after she voted? Was it freaking out when she was there? Does she know that she possibly voted on whether or not she's going to get to put wheels on her office chair? I don't know. You know, all I know is that woman, it seems to me, the odds are she has been majorly disfranchised and she probably didn't even know it. Or either that or she was so embarrassed she couldn't figure it out, she just left.
Well, let me tell you a story, and I'm sure you remember this. Back during the 2004 big presidential election with 62% turnout nationally, a record in modern history in the George Bush, John Kerry staged election, I heard people all over the place saying, I went to vote for XYZ, and it would flip my vote and say, thank you for voting for George W. Bush, or you have voted for George W. Bush. This was happening everywhere. Then it was in the paper a few days later, but that happened to my mother. She said that happened to her. And this happened to people, Bob, that I know and who I know are computer savvy. And it's their classic little scam to flip the vote. But you know, now to have it on training setting, The bottom line of this is these things are breaking down just as often as they're being, defrauded or being hacked into.
Well, I don't know why what happened to me happened today. You know, I'm not a computer nerd, and I don't know what happened. All I know is I went to vote this morning, and I was thwarted in my attempt to do so because the ballot I received was a joke, a literal joke. And I had to get to work. You know, how many times, the question is, how many times do I have to go back there to see if I can vote with these slick, wonderful, convenient, and simple electronic voting machines? How many times do I got to go back there to see if maybe I can really vote this time? You know, it was ridiculous. I guess it's kind of funny that it happened to me, of all people, you know. I mean, the guy with a big mouth.
Bob, can you leave the store, your hardware store over there at Spicewood Springs and 183, and go to your polling place in the Northwest Hills and vote, and then call us back and tell us if you were able to do so? Or
well, I can try later on, but you know, I do have a business to run. I thought I was going to be smart, like I always am, and vote where it doesn't interfere with my business, you know, before I open. Well, you know, I can try again. Hopefully they got it fixed. Of course, then again, I'm not even sure that what I voted for is going to get where it's supposed to go.
Why don't you try to go over there at noon and then call us back sometime during the third hour and give us an update on what happened?
Well, I'll give it a shot. I just hope I'm sure they got it fixed by now, I hope, you know.
Well, also get a statement from them so we can follow up on this and then add to the little article you sent us that we're posting right now.
Now, I'll give it a shot, Alex. If I can manage to break away, I will.
You bet. And can you... We're going to get it posted. Somehow I got lost.
Talking about my old story?
Yeah. Well, no. Not the old story about Michael McCaul. That's on Infowars.com. We've reposted it. But the little blurb you sent me this morning, for some reason, I don't have it up on the site, and we're having trouble finding it. So if you could resend it, that'd be a big help.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot.
But send it to Ryan at Infowars.com.
Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at Infowars.com?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll do it, Alex.
Well, I really appreciate, Bob, you taking time out to join us. And we should also add that Bob sells my evil videos. And we have confirmed that the Army has been actually kicking people out of the Army and saying that they have shared delusions with me if they believe the government was involved in 9/11. And Bob sells my evil videos over at his evil hardware store.
Yeah, that's true. I do, Alex. And I sell quite a few of them, more all the time.
All right, Bob Daisy, thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, I appreciate it. You have a good day, Alex.
You bet, my friend. And we'll look for Bob to check back in with us for 5 minutes or so later in the third hour. We got Dr. Doug Rocky coming up to talk about DU in the second hour with us. I might go to a few calls in the next segment, but right now I want to shift gears back into what's happening with the riots over in France. Now, the government's getting what it wants. I want to tell the rioters this. You're only ensuring that you're going to grow up and live in more of a police state, and your children and their grandchildren are. The government absolutely loves this. And the evidence of this is they're just cracking down on everyone, having a curfew for everyone in these different towns and cities. And the government's openly now saying, oh, well, our immigrants are wonderful. This is just a small group of them that are doing this, and we're not going to listen to the polls that are the same as the U.S. People are the same all over. 80%+ want the border shut and the illegals deported. Oh, they're saying, no. We're not going to have any new immigration laws. We're going to keep bringing in all these precious people that want to run around burning everything down and looting. And yes, there have been some deaths, too. But you've got to read deeply into the news wires to find that. Can you imagine if bands of tens of thousands of whites were running around burning black neighborhoods and dragging people out of vehicles and doing all of this? The hue and cry we would hear, but you're not going to. You see, because this is part of the larger plan. They're going to bring in even more of the third world to drive down the wages, to destroy the middle class, regardless of what color you are in that middle class. And then they're going to have a big police state crackdown on the general public, regardless, again, of what color you are. It's amazing. I mean, this whole thing supposedly started because two teenagers, were running away and got into a power station and got electrocuted. And by the way, that's just a rumor. The rumor is the police were chasing them, and they ran into this area and got electrocuted. Now, I'm the first person to decry when the cop shoots some poor Hispanic male in the back because the cop's scared to death of anybody who's Hispanic. I'm the first person to decry when a cop shoots a white kid in the head. I don't care, period, folks. This system is out of control, is abusive. But you can't then legitimize burning down large sections of the urban areas in France. And in the final equation, we're going to lose freedoms because of this. And we've got Wayne Madsen joining us, who worked for the NSA, done a lot of great analysis here. And, I think that what he adds to this is accurate. But at the same time, I think it's only part of the equation. And I think what Pat Buchanan says, which sounds like it's diametrically opposed to what Wayne Madsen is saying, is very, very pertinent. Very, very pertinent. And so I'll read a little bit of what Wayne Madison had to say when we get back, and then also what Pat Buchanan had to say about all this. Meanwhile, this La Raza Mechila Reconquista group, La Voz de Islam, one of the big groups, is absolutely saying this is wonderful. This is just great. Bring down France. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Had to say, Paris burning, how empires end. The Romans conquered the barbarians, and the barbarians conquered Rome. And that's true. They brought in all the Visigoths, all the Gauls. They brought in Persians, they brought in Greeks, they brought in everybody, Africans, you name it. And then they all just started throwing fits and rioting and fighting amongst each other until they couldn't stand up and defend themselves from the Germans, who came in and sacked the entire country. And, of course, the Germans had to make it through the Austrians, who were the lapdogs of the Romans, and they brushed them aside quite easily. But continue, so it goes with empires, and comes now to the penultimate chapter in the history of empires of the West. This is a larger meaning of the ritual murder of Theo van Gogh in Holland, the subway bombings in London, the train bombings in Madrid, the Paris riots spreading across Europe. The perpetrators of these crimes in the capitals of Europe are the children of immigrants who were once the colonial subjects of the European empires. At this writing, the riots are entering their 12th night, now going into their 13th night, and have spread to Rouen, Lille, Marseille, Toulouse, Dijon, Bordeaux, Strasbourg, Cannes, Nice. Thousands of cars and buses have been torched in several nursery schools firebombed. Ah, firebombing, got to target the children. There's always a hunger to kill the children in a race war. One fleeing and terrified woman was doused with gasoline and set ablaze. That's being kept very, very quiet in our media. And the race war is very real, and it's wrong. But what is not real is the Madrid bombing and the London bombings. These are the catalyst. Those were clearly government ops, and the government is loving this. You see, in the P2OG Pentagon plans, they talk about, we'll go in, we'll kill Arabs, we'll invade them, we'll make them hate us, we'll do things to make them hate us. The government released the torture photos, folks. That wasn't an accident. The government comes out with all this stuff. The government releases the people who, you know, were forced to have sex with prostitutes and had blood put on them. I don't want to go any further. That's meant to be learned, and Rumsfeld says it will enrage the Muslims, make them attack us, and when they do, we can go after them even more. So the Muslims are falling into the trap. The Africans are falling into the trap. I mean, if France is so bad, go back to Africa. You see, are the Africans attacking the pharmaceutical companies in France that are putting poison in their vaccines? Are they going after the Rothschild castles that literally are in almost every region? I mean, giant palaces. Everything the French royalty had, guess who's got it? The legendary French vineyards. I mean, literally, folks, the Rothschilds own France. Not a Rothschild property will be touched, but plenty of whites will be killed. And it's their fault. I mean, I guess those young babies deserve to have gasoline poured on them. And I deserve to lay down and die. I should just lay down and die too, like that black doctor, that professor said. I'm evil, just inherently evil. No, I'm not going to be evil like you are. I'm not going to go hate you because of your race or what color you are, you know, what variety of the human race you are. I'm not going to be involved in it. I am going to expose all of you, and I'm going to do my best to show the people what's happening. So, you know, much of what Pat Buchanan is saying is true, but what stirred it up? What generated it? What pulled the trigger? And he goes on and on. I mean, it is horrible. And I may be called racist because I'm against pouring gasoline on white women and lighting them. I mean, I understand. I'm against the plan of San Diego to kill all the white people, and I'm evil.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.